I'm CJ Miller with Michigan Ag Today, and the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo has just wrapped up in downtown Indianapolis, and I am with your 2023-2024 National FFA President, Amara Jackson. She's the pride and joy of Michigan. In fact, she served as Michigan FFA President here not too long ago, and now National FFA President over the course of the next 365 days or so. And Amara, first of all, what went through your mind during the last session of the convention when your name was called, not just to be a state officer, but to be National FFA President? I'm sure your head just must have maybe almost exploded with that news.
Yes, my head did just about explode. my faith is really important to me. So throughout that whole session and over the last several years and months, I've really asked God to just guide me and just use me for His will. And so if this is where He needs me, that's where He'll put me. And so during that last session, I just really reminded myself of that. And we all have a direction in this world, and I'm just really feeling blessed today that this is where God has sent me.
And you had served as Michigan FFA President. Tell me about that experience and how hopefully serving a full year as Michigan FFA President will help you in this next role as National FFA President, Amara.
So I have 11 wonderful teammates back home in Michigan who just poured so deeply into me during that year as a state officer. And during the year of 2021 to 2022 is when I served. And during that year, I was able to really develop my team skills and just truly understand how to work with a diverse group of people. And so using those skills as a National FFA President is just going to be really important as I travel throughout our country and throughout the world to meet people from different backgrounds, different experiences, and just truly understand who they are and where they come from. That's really important to me. And so during that year as a state officer, learning those skills will be really valuable during this year.
And Amara, tell me a little bit more about yourself. You're from Central Michigan, the Lansing area. And tell me a little bit about your background in agriculture and your passion for agriculture.
So I grew up in a small town called Corunna. My extended family, cash crop farmers, and so I actually grew up raising and showing horses with my sister Avi and my mom. So that's where my agriculture background started. And then I got involved in the ninth grade in FFA. With my sister, she pushed me right along. I didn't want to join FFA at first. I danced competitively for 14 years. I was showing horses. I thought I didn't have time, like a lot of students feel. And so after my sister just about dragged me to that first FFA meeting. Once I got there, I just really realized how much these people cared about me and how real these people were. And I knew I wanted to be a part of this something that was bigger than myself. And so I stuck around. I went to my first FFA convention, and that's where I truly fell in love. And my FFA advisors, Mr. Keisling and Mrs. Stiles, just poured into me so deeply. And they kept tugging me along as I was maybe a little stubborn and sometimes and wasn't quite sure my direction. They guided me, and they really believed in me. And I just, without them and without them being the core foundation, I just know I wouldn't be here today.
Amara, you're a student now at Oklahoma State University. Tell me a little bit about your major and what you're studying at Oklahoma State. You're a proud cowboy, I presume.
Yes, I am. Go Pokes! So at Oklahoma State University, I am dual majoring in agricultural communications and agribusiness. So I'm a junior, and so once I graduate, it'll be December of 26 now, potentially, when I graduate. I'm actually looking at law school. My family recently went through some farm succession, and I'm just really passionate about farm succession and estate planning and providing agriculture with that service as a whole. And so that's something that I'm exploring right now, and I'm definitely open to more opportunities that I learned throughout this year as a national officer.
And from reading your bio, I understand that after graduating from Oklahoma State, coming back to Michigan and serving there?
Yes, I love my home and I love my family back home. And so someday when I settle down, I see myself returning back to the Mitten State of Michigan and someday building my own family there and my own legacy and just digging my roots back in Michigan.
Amara, when I talk to a number of FFA students, the number one thing they tell me about the organization is we're a family. You have the chapter that's a family, you have the districts that are a family, you have the state officers that they themselves become a family, and you had your own family or still have that family connections with Michigan FFA, and now a whole year to have a family, to build those connections with not just the other national FFA officers, but so many other folks that you'll have a chance to meet and grow relationships with over the next year. And you've got to be incredibly excited about what lies ahead, Amira.
I am so excited, and I just really feel blessed to be in this opportunity. And I just would not be here if it wasn't for those people back home in Michigan.
For those who are listening, and let's say they're a freshman in high school, an eighth grade student, and they're on the fence about joining FFA, like you said you were several years ago before your sister pulled you in and got you hooked, what advice would you give to another high school student or those that are on the fence that, I don't know if I should join FFA or not? What advice would you give to them, Amira?
Man, I would give so much advice, but the one piece of advice that I would give is to just trust the process and to just jump in. I know how scary it can be looking at people in blue corduroy jackets and just wondering if you have a place, but just make friends with them, make relationships with your ag teacher, and just trust the process, because you will develop into somebody that you never thought was possible, all because of a blue corduroy jacket. And there is so much excitement in that. And so if you're listening right now and you're on the fence of joining FFA, or you're curious about agriculture, just put your foot in and go for it. Trust the process.
Amira, as we sit here right now at the Indiana Convention Center in Lucas Oil Stadium in downtown Indianapolis, we're only about an hour removed from you being named National FFA President. And I'm going to put you on the spot. What are you looking forward to most in serving over the next 12 months, Amira?
I am so excited to meet the students. I really love making one-on-one connections. That's why I ran for national office, is to develop those one-on-one connections with people. And so throughout the year, whether that's after a speech or after a workshop, or we're just chilling before a contest, maybe that's giving a high five to a member for encouragement, whatever that looks like, I just really love that one-on-one time with students. And so I'm really excited to that, and to continue to meet our students and get to know who they are, because we just reached that 945,988 mark, and we're soaring towards 1 million. And so it's my passion to meet those students and get to know their stories.
And the theme of this year's convention, the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo, Evolve. And I know that over the course of the next 10, 20, 30 years, agriculture will evolve. So many different things that are coming down the pike. And you've got to be excited about the future of agriculture and what the students that are in FFA now are going to be developing and working with and creating those new tools for the future.
Our students truly are the next generation of leaders who will change the world. And so as we talk about evolving and that innovation that's happening in the agriculture industry, it's exciting to see that our students are matching that level and are aware of what's going on in our industry. Whether that be through a research project or an internship that they have, students are getting their feet on the ground and learning about agriculture because of the FFA organization. And I just love seeing students do that. And during the year as a national officer, I'm excited to engage in those students and learn about their stories and the projects they're a part of.
Amira, have you had a chance to talk with your parents, with your sister? I know you mentioned that your sister drug you into FFA. Was she the first person you called when you found out that you were a national FFA president? Or tell me about that communication with your family once you found out that you are the next, or you are now the new national FFA president, Amira.
So thankfully, my family could be here in Indianapolis, and so I have my mom, my sister, Avi, and my brother, Nick. And so when I ran out from behind those curtains, those were the people I was looking for first, and I was able to give them all huge hugs, and just we all shared a tear together because we're just so excited, and they've poured into me so much, and my family means everything to me. So I'm excited to represent them this next year and grateful that they've been on this journey with me since the beginning.
You've got to be proud to represent not just Central Michigan this next year as National FFA President, but represent the Great Lakes State as a whole.
I'm so excited to represent Michigan. Oh my goodness. Our agriculture there is so diverse and unique, and so I'm excited to continue to learn about Michigan's agriculture, but go on and learn about what's going on in other states. I mean, in Oklahoma, my short time that I've been there since January when I transferred, I've learned so much about how diverse it is there and how different it is from where I grew up. And so as we talk about agriculture and my roots back home in Michigan, I really look forward to the opportunity to learn how other students are getting involved and what's going on in their home states. If you see me on the road, say hi. I love talking to students and to stakeholders, and I'm just so excited for this next journey. I hope that God uses me in a really unique way to serve Him and to serve those people around me. And so, like I said, if you see me, give me a high five or say hello, and I love hugs, so I'd gladly take a hug as well. So,
once again, congratulations, Amara Jackson, your 2023-2024 National FFA President, the pride and joy of Central Michigan. Congratulations to you, Amara. We're looking forward to talking with you over the course of the next 12 months in your new role. And thank you so much for joining us here today on Michigan Ag Today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.